Seesaw kind of day. We didn't quite bowl as we wanted to in that first session, actually a long way from where we wanted to. But after that, I think, yeah, it's a pretty good fight back from the boys to get them nine down there. We probably just snuck the day, to be honest with you, on a pretty flat wicket.
Let's go back to the toss, because you won the toss and decided to bowl first. What was behind that, Ben?
Normally it does a lot more at Hove on day one and gets flatter. You kind of balance that, or whether it will get more uneven later on in the game. Stats generally point to bowl first at Hove, and I think had we bowled better in that first session, we're probably looking at 290 all out, which I think would have been a fantastic effort on a wicket, which has been pretty good, to be honest.
You elected to go in without a spinner into the game. What was the thinking behind that, Ben?
Look, Danny does a fantastic job whenever he plays for us. We just don't feel this wicket's going to spin. It very rarely spins at Hove, and you know, we wanted to play an attacking team. We were hoping, to be honest, to have a bit more in the wicket. Didn't quite work out that way, but we wanted to attack as much as we can. We feel we've got to win three of the last three games, really, to get a promotion big going. So, yeah, it was an attacking move. I hope we paid it off.
It was a strange day in many ways, because Derbyshire looked like they got away with that good opening partnership, and again, mid-afternoon, what, 2:30-odd for three?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it wasn't looking so good then, but, you know, the guys kept coming. I thought we bowled well enough just after lunch there to pick up a hatful, actually. I didn't quite go our way, but then eventually we got our rewards at the end of the day. And then, you know, they've had a little mini counter at the end there as well. So I think if you offer me on that wicket, the way that the pitch played today, I think if you offer 330, whatever it is, for nine, I would have taken it every day of the week.
And disappointing news, Billy Godleman, your counterpart at Derbyshire, breaking his hand with that delivery from Stu Whittingham.
Yeah, I think Stu's been in to apologise. Obviously, it's not ideal. We really feel for him there if he has been injured. I'll catch up with him tomorrow. And I know Bill well, so yeah, hopefully he gets a quick recovery and it isn't too bad.
Let's hope so. Finally, looking ahead to tomorrow, how do you see tomorrow panning out, Ben, provided the weather doesn't intervene too much?
Yeah, I think it's about being patient in the morning, just for that last wicket, not going looking for it. Obviously, under 350, you know, and hopefully going back big. I think that's... We haven't batted as well as we'd like in the last few weeks. I think it's an opportunity and really a chance in the game to go big. You know, we've got to go past them here. That's got to be the target. And hopefully we can do that tomorrow.